This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to London Pub Reviews. Still not ready to venture back to the pub yet? Fear not, we'll bring the pub to you. Minus the toilet with no seat and people staring at you, shaking their heads, swearing quietly. It's not every day that one leaves a pub with grass stains on their bottom, but my advice is to leave your white trousers at home when you head for the hand-in-hand in Wimbledon, 7 Crooked Billet, SW19, 4RQ nearest tube, Wimbledon. It was a fine summer's afternoon when I descended upon the Crooked Billet area, home to the fine pub in question. Birds were chirping, leaves they rustled, and white pasty legs were frying like lengths of pita bread upon the sizeable patch of grassy agriculture that lay directly opposite the pub itself. It was outside on this gentle lush field that many of the hand's customers had congregated to enjoy the sun's glorious rays, and I observed them drinking alcoholic beverages like thirsty plants, watering themselves in order to prevent a slow and parched death. Ducking inside the low-ceilinged cottage pub, I was carefully administered a pint of tasty ale within a plastic glass before I set off across the road to lay claim to my very own plot of turf. I was fortunate enough to find a tree I could lean my back upon, and the pre-flattened grass beside it appeared to have been pressed by a pair of very obese buttocks indeed. It was exciting to think that Andre the Giant had been sitting there mere moments before, and the grass did seem warm, in fact, and actually rather sweaty. The scene itself was a bit like the Glastonbury Music Festival, except there was no stage, no music, and no weird people drenched in their own urine and others. After lofting a contented sigh into the wayward breeze, I noticed a splattering of empty plastic pint glasses nearby. These protruded out of the long grass like glass tulips, and before long, an efficient and zestful barmaid came around to pile them up into a Pisa Tower-type structure. She was already on her way back across the road to the pub, however, when I noticed she'd missed one of her charges, and as I stared at its plastic material with glassy eyes, I was sure I saw it move slightly. I quickly came to the conclusion that a mole had its ear against the earth beneath, and was using the glass to listen in like a spy to what was being said and done in our civilised outside world, dictating everything to another mole who was typing it all into a computer and saving the information in a file named Bury the Humans in the Dirt We've Pooed In. Oh dear. My bottom was getting sore at this point, so I stood up, noting my own small round prints in the grass. Then I ever so delicately wandered across to the solitary plastic glass. Very quietly, I crouched down beside it and whispered, "You moles are due for death by my hand." I leaned back slightly, eyes and ears peeled for some sort of reaction or the sudden clatter of keyboards being struck by dirty paws. Nothing. They were sitting tight, playing the waiting game with me, clearly paranoid beyond belief that I'd unearthed their sheet-metal-enforced, wall-lined underground laboratory. I had to act fast now before they informed the others. The world's oil resources! Of course! Those mole bastards were masterminding a mass burrow into the earth to seize control of the world's oil fields in order to cripple motorists and redistribute small pockets of huge multinational wealth amongst billions of filthy, dirty moles! I seized their plastic glass sound amplifier and immediately began burrowing into the earth myself. Using the former drinking vessel in a shovel-like manner, I scooped the grass and topsoil away, hoisting it randomly over my shoulder. But after furiously removing a good foot of muddy dirt, I'd uncovered nothing, so I simply dug faster. A small family group behind me were receiving a veritable shower of mud and worms upon their tidy hairstyles and pleasant natures. But better a little dirt and soil rain on their picnic, I thought. than watch future generations of their well-polished family growing up blind with large, hairy, muddy snouts. My hole in the grassy patch, meanwhile, had at this point become what I would define as gaping, and still not a trace of fur or sophisticated satellite navigational equipment. My frustration became channeled via robotic-like arm digging actions and was sprinkled with shouted utterings, including...
Die! 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 I'll kill you all!
It was hot work under that very fine English sun, and in a way I was pleased when the police officers arrived to relieve me of my shift. Although I did make the point that they probably should have brought some superior digging equipment with them, such as those funny-looking mini bulldozer things that jerk about like robotic teapots. London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop, the executive producer was Claire Broughton, editing and sound design was by Andy Goddard, and it was a Hattrick production.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballet Shoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at Twice Upon Pod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.